This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Malaysians trust in four key institutions in the country, namely the government, media, businesses and NGOs, has been eroding at an unprecedented levels. This was uncovered in the Edelman Trust Barometer 2017, which was published recently. On top of this, the report also indicated there is a prevailing sense of injustice and despair among the people, which compels the desire for a change. Robert Kay is the Managing Director of Edelman Malaysia. He explains the objective of the report.
We basically measure trust, and that is how much do people trust the four institutions of a civil society to do the right thing. What the report does is it basically helps provide a roadmap for understanding the forces that are shaping, you know, movements and events around the world, the shifts in influence and power. And we've seen, you know, the tide of populist action sweeping across many Western-style democracies around the world. The way that we conduct a survey is we talk to 33,000 people around the world in 28 countries, and we get a representative sample of each country as a whole. And then within that, we look at a smaller group within that. We call them the informed publics or the elites. And they tend to be the better educated, higher income folks with an interest in public policy, news and current affairs. And those informed publics make up around 15% of the general population within the study.
Robert lays down the results of the report for Malaysia.
Trust declined across all four institutions, across government, media, NGOs and business. And for the first time, we've moved into what we'd call distruster territory, where the index has dropped below 50. In Malaysia, it's now at 48 versus last year, we were at 51. When it comes to the system failing, 52% of Malaysians believe the system's failing. You compare that to the global figure, which is 53. We're very much in line with the global average. Here you've got 12% believe that the system is working for them. At the extremes, you have, let's say, France, where 72% believe the system's failing them. While at the other end, you've got the UAE, where only 19% believe the system is failing them. A couple of interesting other points to note from the Malaysian data. 77% of Malaysians agree that the government should protect our jobs and industries, even if it means slower economic growth. And you could argue that's what the government has been doing. We're seeing the theme of protectionism versus globalization emerge, not only in Malaysia, but all around the world.
He says even though Malaysia's results is in line with the global average trend, it must be addressed to prevent further decline in trust.
Our levels of distrust and belief that the system is failing in Malaysia are quite a long way short of other countries where we've seen populist actions. So in Malaysia, the trust gap between the informed public and the masses is at around 10 points. You compare that to 21 points in the US, 19 in the UK. Countries that tend to combine a lack of faith in the system and have many deep societal fears, countries such as France, Italy, Mexico, South Africa, and the US, are the ones where we're seeing populist actions. So right now, the data does not indicate that we're at that point. But we can turn left or we can turn right. We can either improve trust or we can wait and watch as trust further erodes.
While trust levels decline across all four key institutions among the general public, it is interesting to note that the trust in government by the informed public went up. Robert explains.
There is a clear 9-point rise from 34% to 43% trust in the government within the Malaysian informed public. It could be down to the continued economic growth that Malaysia's enjoyed, the significant trade deals with China, and perhaps some increased signals that the government is listening to the people, such as the regulations around Uber and Grab. The decrease in trust of media, it tends to fluctuate from year to year. And last year we saw a spike in the informed public's trust in media. It could just be that this year it's leveling off. Search engines are still the number one most credible source of information here in Malaysia.
Fueling anxiety and distress in the system is the emergence of a media echo chamber. This phenomenon reinforces personal beliefs and blocks out opposing points of view. Robert elaborates further.
What we've seen around the world is when trust is eroded, people start to articulate their concerns, and in turn they can become fears. If you look at that cycle and you place it within what we call a media echo chamber, people's concerns tend to get amplified, and the risk is that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. What we've seen here in Malaysia is that people would say facts matter less. For example, more than 3 in 5 Malaysians support politicians that they trust to make things better, even if they exaggerate the truth. 66% of Malaysians do not regularly listen to people with whom they disagree, and 71% are more likely to believe search engines over human editors, 29%. So the echo chamber directly correlates to the age of technology platforms, and we tend to tune into sort of proximate peers. The risk is we tune others out and we only end up validating our own worldview.
The report reveals that the two major concerns among Malaysians are widespread corruption and the influx of immigrants. Robert believes the concern over these two issues has correlation to the lack of belief in the system.
You know, it's a double-edged sword. You take the success of the MACC, and every time that they report on successful action against corruption, it puts corruption back in front and centre into the public domain. When it comes to the two perhaps underpinning concepts, you've clearly got globalisation versus protectionism and impact of the fourth industrial revolution. Combine that with a media echo chamber, and you know, globally you see yourself in a situation where the benefits of globalisation have not been well articulated. The impact upon many people who've been left behind has been very poorly managed, and people go back to more kind of tribal behaviours where they associate with people like themselves. Concerns become fears. Those fears in turn get amplified. So if you look at the macro level, there's clearly some systemic issues that need to be addressed. If you address the two issues of integrity and engagement, you'll go quite some way towards addressing the trust deficit that exists.
The danger of having a general lack of belief in the system is that it opens up opportunities for populist agenda. Robert says to prevent this, institutions need to be empowered to regain the trust of the people.
You look at where a lack of trust is leading to a loss of faith in the system. And here, with the system, we're talking about a belief in the future, about a sense of, you know, injustice, that, you know, hard work no longer gets rewarded, that perhaps my children's future will not be as bright as we would want it to be. When people are in that frame of mind, it's clearly not positive. It can lead to, as we've seen, the kind of populist actions, whether that's Brexit, whether that's the election of Trump. So it's a big watch out. And no one institution is going to solve all of the problems. It will require a coming together in a much more integrated way than we've known to date, to make sure that, you know, we tackle the globalization versus protectionism issue, that we start to articulate and tell stories in ways that we haven't previously told around the benefits of globalization. The key there is to try to encourage a greater openness and receptiveness to opposing views. The good news is that from a Malaysian point of view, the majority of Malaysians are still open to changing their mind about an important issue. Only 45% say that they effectively refuse to change their minds.
Robert believes that the way forward in solving this issue is to bridge the divide between the elite and the masses. The sentiment of us against them needs to stop.
Last year we saw the inversion of influence, where these elites, the informed publics, they used to be at the top of a pyramid of influence and authority. We've seen that pyramid kind of turn upside down effectively, and now the influence and the authority is with the mass population. It used to be about the elites doing things for the mass. That model's broken. It's no longer relevant. And the way that we see restoration of faith in the system is to put people at the core, put people at the center, and look to develop a much more integrated model where the traditional silos of business, NGOs, the media and government start to dissolve a little around the edges. Business needs to do more than talk about the economic benefit that it provides the communities. It needs to find its voice around public policy. We encourage institutions to operate as people-centric in a more integrated part of the broader fabric of society. It's no longer about doing it for the people, but it is about doing it with the people. We are all in it together.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.